Trump campaign, Kamala supports Olympic fighter defeating female boxer in 46 seconds. By Wendell Hasebo on August 1, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris supports an Olympics fighter who failed the gender test and subsequently defeated Italian boxer Angela Carini in just 46 seconds on Thursday, the Trump campaign said in a statement. The Biden-Harris administration introduced new Title IX changes to allow men in women's sports and locker rooms. Males identifying as women will be protected under federal law to use locker rooms and other single-sex spaces, play girls' sports, or take advantage of opportunities like scholarships earmarked for females, the New York Post's Kirsten Fleming said, describing the rule. Kamala supports what just happened at the Olympics, the Trump campaign said in a statement on Thursday. Kamala has yet to do an interview since becoming the presumptive Democrat nominee for president. When she does, she should explain why she supports boys and girls' sports and locker rooms. On Thursday, Italian boxer Angela Carini lost to opponent Imane Khalif, whom the Olympics cleared to compete even though a year earlier Khalif was disqualified from the International Boxing Association, IBA, 2023 World Boxing Championships for failing gender eligibility tests, according to Fox News. The International Olympic Committee, which uses different criteria to determine eligibility, ruled Khalif eligible to compete. IOC spokesperson Mark Adams said, "Everyone competing in the women's category is complying with the competition eligibility rules. They are women in their passports and it's stated that this is the case, that they are female." IBA President Umar Kremlev explained his organization's decision to not allow Khalif to compete in the 2023 championships, according to Russia's TASS news agency as cited by Fox News. "Based on DNA tests, we identified a number of athletes who tried to trick their colleagues into posing as women. According to the results of the tests, it was proved that they have Y chromosomes. Such athletes were excluded from competition," Kremlev said. "I've never taken a punch like that," Carini said, leaving the ring in tears. "I'm used to suffering. I've never taken a punch like that, it's impossible to continue. I'm nobody to say it's illegal," Carini told Italy's ASNA. "I got into the ring to fight. But I didn't feel like it anymore after the first minute. I started to feel a strong pain in my nose. I didn't give up, but a punch hurt too much and so I said enough. I'm leaving with my head held high," she said. Khalif will progress to the next round of the women's 66-kilogram division. Related, Riley Gaines, "I want no girl to ever have to compare themselves physically to a male in sports." Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.